Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Pesach Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rivi'i, seventh day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 22nd day of the Omer. I believe that I incorrectly said that yesterday was the 20th, was the 21st, but today is the 22nd day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for the three children whose names are listed in the daily email. They're very much still in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. Their names are Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Lini Orna Bas Ching Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah. May they and all those in need of a refuah shalema may it happen easily and quickly and painlessly. And for whatever reason we're on this call, davening for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, for our Chayalim, davening for those who are looking for a shidduch, for those who are yearning for children, for those in need of parnasa, in need of strength, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos, may all of our collective prayers be answered, letovah, for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Kaplan, Congregation Oav Tzedek, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to share several words of Divrei Chizuk. This will be followed by Rabbi Kaplan slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. Certainly our thoughts, our prayers are directed there. And Rabbi Kaplan will conclude with the Mishaberach of Cholim, pausing in each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To register, to sign up, subscribe to the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email. I'll make this announcement daily because people keep signing up. Thank God. Let's get the word out. Let's get more and more. Not because we need to say we have so many people on our call, because each person who joins are hundreds, literally hundreds of additional words of tefillos, of prayers that are said here on this call. That many more names that are said, that much more Torah that is learned. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the numbers. It has to do with just growing it so that we can have an even greater impact. So to register, please do it at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, it's ou.org/Tehillim call. Share it with your family, your friends. If your shul sends out emails, they can put in their bulletin. We would love to have more and more people join us so that our impact can be even greater. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Again, a big yasher kof to you and to the OU for all that you do for us, the chizuk, the daily comfort and encouragement that you offer with these beautiful, beautiful Torah calls. Tzadik v'ralo, Moshe Rabbeinu Moses asks God, Hodieni na'ef drachecho, please inform me of your ways, why do bad things happen to good people? There are no answers. Within the confines of the silence, we must find comfort, nechama. And I would like to explore with you today, very briefly, perhaps the most resilient, hopeful person in history, the great Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Akiva lost his 24,000 beautiful Talmidim, the future of all of Torah, during this period of time from Pesach to Atzeres. The Gemara, the Talmud Yavamas, tells us. And yet Rabbi Akiva was the eternal, hopeful optimist. What a life he lived. He began with 40 years of abject amarasis, didn't learn a word of Torah for 40 years. And then when he finally, with the help of his Eshes Chayil, Rachel, becomes involved and immersed in learning, he learned in crushing poverty. And yet, he developed the 24,000 Talmidim, only to lose them, tragically, either in the Bar Kokhba or other Roman persecutions and wars. And yet, for all of that, he rose again. And in his old age, Moran Yevamos goes on to tell us that he went, Rabbi Seneship Adarom, to the great rabbis in the south, and he took on 5 students in his old age. And those 5 glorious students are the foundational bedrock for all of Torah Shebaal Peh, for all of the oral tradition. For Rabbi Akiva is the Moshe Rabbeinu, if you will, of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition. Moran Sanhedrin tells us that everything we have, every Mishnah, every Tanaic piece of literature, is Kulu Alibet Rabbi Akiva. It's all according to the teaching of the great Rabbi Akiva. He rose from the ashes time and time again. And this is in keeping with what it says in Kohelet and Ecclesiastes, as we are told by Shlomo HaMelech, that a person should never give up hope. Then in the Boker, in the morning of a person's life, a person should sow his seeds. But then in the Erev, in the twilight years, Al Tanach Yadecha, don't rest on your laurels. And this is specifically darshaned, explained by Rabbi Akiva, and it's a very personal explanation of Rabbi Akiva, for this is who he was. The very famous Talmudic passage at the end of Maseches Makos, at the end of the tractate called Makot, very famous, where 4 rabbis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, are coming to the Beis HaMikdash in the aftermath of the Churban Bais Sheni, of the destruction of the Second Temple. And they come in and they see emerging from the Kodesh Kodesh, from the Holy of Holies, is a Sha'ul, is a fox. And the 3 rabbis with Rabbi Akiva break down. They cry. They're overwhelmed with such chaval, such a sight. And Rabbi Akiva, of course, famously laughs. And they ask Rabbi Akiva, it's inappropriate that you're laughing at this time. He says, why are you crying? They say, how could you not cry to see such a sight? A fox from the Kodesh Kodesh, from the Holy of Holies. And Rabbi Akiva then goes on, amazingly, to link up Nevi'ahs, prophecy, of 2 amazing prophets. Uriah HaKohen, Uriah who lived in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash and was murdered. And Uriah talked about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But it was not clear to Rabbi Akiva until that very moment whether that Nevi'ahs, the prophecy of Uriah, which is linked forever by Yeshaya, by Isaiah, to a second prophecy by Zechariah, by Zechariah, whether Uriah's prophecy of doom, of the destruction of the Churban, was limited to the first temple or whether it included the second. And when he saw with his own eyes the emergence of the fox, the fact that the Heichal, the Har HaBayis, had been turned into a field, plowed over, he knew then with certainty that Uriah was speaking of a Churban, of a destruction that was not limited just to the first, but included the second Beis HaMikdash, the second temple. And that meant that when Zechariah speaks of the old men and women returning with the children playing and dancing in the streets of Yerushalayim again, of Jerusalem, that specific prophecy related to the third Beis HaMikdash, the third temple, not the second. And therefore he was overjoyed because he realized that the Havtocha, the absolute resolute promise of Hashem, was going to be fulfilled one day in the future, that there would come a time that that would be realized. And therefore he laughed. This is a magnificent Gemara, beautiful piece of Talmud, for in our darkness, we have to cling to the hope, the tikvah of Rabbi Akiva. For more than anyone else, he suffered for his Torah, gave up his life for his Torah. We know the famous Gemara that discusses at the end, the Echod, how he prolonged the last word of Shema Yisrael until he departed this world. When you visit Israel and you see the kever of Rabbi Akiva up on the hillside in Tiberias and Tiberia, it was constructed, it was built by some of the Olim, some of the new returnees who made their return to Israel after thousands of years of diaspora. And they built this testament to Rabbi Akiva, the Matseva, the monument there, to say, we're back. Israel is ours again, Rabbi Akiva. Your hope is our hope. And that is exactly what Rabbi Gamliel of Lazar ben Azari, Rabbi Yeshua, respond. They say to Rabbi Akiva, they say, Akiva nichamtanu. Akiva nichamtanu. Rabbi Akiva, you have comforted us. Rabbi Akiva, you have comforted us. May we be comforted. May we have solace and nechama through Rabbi Akiva, through his hope, and that through this absolute haftocha, the certainty that the old men and women will be sitting and the little children, their voices will be heard again, Ba'arei Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and we will have the ultimate geula, the ultimate redemption for our people, Bemheira, the Amen. We are now going to say together some Tehillim, some Psalms, beginning with Tehillah Chaf, Psalm number 20. Please join with me. La menatzei yaf mizmor le David, ya'ancha adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev ha'shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezracha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadeko. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olasecha yedashen eselo, yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol asasecha yimalehi. Neran nena b'yishua secha, v'shem Elohei minikol, yimale Adonai kol mishalasecha. Ata yadati, ki hoshi Adonai mishicho, yaneinu mishmei kodsho, b'gburos, Yesha Yemino. Eilevarefevelevasusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Ema karavana falu vanachnu kamu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia. Amelech Yaneinu. V'yom kareinu. Next we do Tehillah Chaf Gimel Psalm 23. Mizmor le David Adonai roi lo echzar Vinos deshe yarbitzeni Almei menuchos yenahaleini Nafshi yeshovev yancheini V'maglei tzedek leman shemo Gam ki ilech begeit samaves Lo yirara ki ata imadi Shiftecha umishantecha Heima yenachamuni Taruch lefanai shulcha neged sorerai. Dishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. Dishavti beveis Adonai li'orech yamin. Tehillah Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos Esto enai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shamayim vo'avetz, Al yitein lamat raglecho, Al yanum shomerecho, Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, Shomer Yisroel, Adonai shomerecho, Adonai tzilcho, Al yad yeminecho, Yomam ha'shemesh lo yakecho, V'yareyach balaylo, Adonai yishmar chamikora, yishmar es nafshecho. Adonai yishmar tzeisecho v'lecho, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillah Kuf Lamed Psalm 130. Shir hama'alos mimamakim garasicho Adonai. Adonai shima bikoli. Tiena oznecho kashuvos lekol tachanunai, imavanos tishmarioch Adonai miyamod, ki imecha hasalicha leman tibarehe, ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi, velidvaro hochalti, nafshi ladonai mishomrin laboker, shomrin laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Yim Adonai hafesed v'harbeim ol fedus, Bahu Yiftah Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. And the last of the Tehillim, 142, Kuf Membes. Maskil le David b'hiosav ma'ara sifila, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan, eshboch lefanav sifi, sarasi lefanav agid, b'satef alai ruchi, v'yata yadati nisivasi v'yorech su'alech, tamnu fachligi, habet yaminu re'e ve'en li makir, Avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi zoakti elecha Adonai amarti ata machsi chelki be'eretz hachayim akshiva el rinasi kedalos bimeod atzileni merodfai ki ametsu mimeni hotzia mimasker nafshi lehodos el shemecho Mi yafir tzadikim ki sigmol alai. And together, Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batara uvashivya, omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzeh mitara revacho, mefeil alora, umishibu legula, ashta bagala bizman kariv, V'namar Amen. The Mishnah Berach, the prayer for the members of the Tzahal of the Israel Defense Forces. Mishnah Berach Abbasenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva HaHagana LiYisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Arzenu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Mibar Mitzrayim ומין הים הגדול על לבו הרבב, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו, ניגפים בפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וסוכה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. Yad ber sonen etachtehem, v'yatrem bekeser Yeshua, v'ateretz nitzachon, v'ikuyam bahem akasuv, ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olech imachem l'hilachem bachem, imay veichem l'shiaschem, v'nomar amen. The Mishnah Berach, a special prayer now for the shvuyim, for those who are held in captivity. Mishnah Berach avasenu. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aharon David Shlomo Uyivarech Yishmar Yinsor Es Nedrei Tzvahagana Yisrael Ushvuyal Yes Kol Achenu Hanesunim Betara Uvashivya Bavur Shikol Akahal Hakadosh Hazeh Nispalel Bavuram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotzei Mechoshech Tzamaves Umos rosehem yinatek, umimitsukosehem yoshiyem bishive mehira, lechek mishbechosehem, yodu ladunai chasto venifla osav livne adam, bikuyam bahem mikra shikasu, ufeduye adunai yeshuvun, uvaotzion berina besimcha solam al rosham, sason besimcha yasigu, V'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amen. And lastly, the Mishnah Berach l'tocholim, the prayer for those who are sick and in need of refuah. Mishnah Berach avasenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo Hu yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem Lachimam Rapotam Lachizikam Lachayosam V'yishlach Lahem Mehira Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim L'chol Avraham V'chol Gideon V'sof Shor Chol Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaKuf Ashta Bagalav Izman Karihi V'namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the near Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.